The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. This is Father John Zolsdorf with a new 5-minute podcast to help you in your observance of Advent. From Divine Intimacy of Father Gabriel of St. Mary Magdalene. St. John of the Cross has left us a drawing which sums up, expresses in synthesis, the whole spiritual life. It is the outline of a mountain whose summit, symbolized by a circle, represents the state of perfection. The ascent is symbolized by three paths, all leading toward the summit, but only one of them, the narrowest, reaches it. This is the way of the nothing, nada, the way of total abnegation. It leads directly to the summit of the mount, where there is an inscription, "Only the honor and glory of God remain." The soul arrives at this supreme height when dominated by perfect charity. It adheres totally to the divine will, and, moved by that divine will alone, tends solely to the glory of the Most Holy Trinity. On the periphery of the circle are the words, "And here there is no way, as for the just man there is no law." In fact, the soul which is completely dominated by the love of God no longer needs the stimulus of an external law obliging it to keep on the right road. God's will has become the one principle of activity which moves and directs it in all its actions. This is why the saint says that, in this state, the two wills, the will of God and the will of the soul, have become one, and this one will is the divine will, which has now become the will of the soul, which, losing itself in this divine will, has abandoned all other choice. All the infused virtues, together with the gifts and fruits of the Holy Spirit, flourish abundantly in this soul, making it enjoy intimacy with God in a perpetual banquet, divine silence, and divine wisdom. Thus, by following the rugged path of the nada, nothing, the soul reaches the immense all of God, its only treasure, in which it loses itself. From The First Life of St. Francis by Thomas of Celano. Followers of Most Holy Poverty, because they had nothing, loved nothing. They feared in no way to lose anything. They were content with one tunic, patched at times within and without. In it was seen no refinement, but rather abjectness and cheapness, so that they might seem to be completely crucified to the world. Girt with a cord, they wore poor trousers, and they had the pious intention of remaining like this, and they wished to have nothing more. They were, therefore, everywhere secure, kept in no suspense by fear. Distracted by no care, they awaited the next day without solicitude, nor were they in anxiety about the night's lodging, though in their journeyings they were often placed in great danger. For when they frequently lacked the necessary lodging amidst the coldest weather, an oven sheltered them, or at least they lay hid for the night humbly in grottos or caves. During the day, those who knew how labored with their hands, staying in the houses of lepers or in other decent places, serving all humbly and devotedly. They did not wish to exercise any position from which scandal might arise, but always doing what is holy and just, honest and useful, they led all with whom they came into contact to follow their example of humility and patience. Thank you for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with another Advent cast. In the meantime, please pray for me as I will for you.